It's 93.1 The Border and your Border Morning Show. I'm Jonathan Price. There's something new with Canadian Mental Health Association's Fort Francis branch taking place monthly. Starting this Friday, it's a special men's group meeting. And on the phone with us for CMHA here in the Fort is Levi Morris to talk a little bit about the men's group. Good morning, Levi.
Hello, Jonathan. Thanks for having me.
Absolutely. So what is your position officially with the CMHA here in town?
I'm a geriatric mental health worker, and I work for the DMH SOAP program, which stands for District Mental Health Services for Older Adults program.
So tell me, what made you and the folks at CMHA locally want to come up with monthly men's meetings?
There's a need. There's some socialization with boys who are told not to cry or men who are told to suck it up or take it like a man when dealing with life's pressures. So we're socialized to not really talk about our emotions as much. And so this is something that we think will help get a group of men together, age 16 and older, in a safe, non-judgmental space to share what's on their mind or just listen to others. And it's a place to maybe build new friendships, relationships, sense of community, and encourage resiliency and positive mental health.
And it sounds like it's a really casual environment. I know this is the first one taking place on Friday morning. What time does it start? And what are you hoping for the first event for those that are wondering what to expect?
It's on January 26th, Friday at 9:30 a.m. And it's at 612 Portage Avenue. Pretty casual. Come on in. We're going to have coffee and snacks. Everyone's welcome, 16 and older. Anybody who wants to come in can talk with each other. Listen, we're going to have Andrew Jourdain. He's an Anishinaabe knowledge keeper who will be there to offer support, wisdom, and teachings. Adrian Indian also will be there. He's an addiction peer support worker. And I will be there, too, to offer support if needed.
It sounds like there's a lot of friendly people. I know that that is sort of the cornerstone, if we want to break it down simply, when it comes to places like the Canadian Mental Health Association. It's friendly, open people that are providing a safe space for people to talk about what's maybe on their mind. As you said a few moments ago, a lot of men in our society are conditioned to not open up emotionally. A lot of men within the borderland could benefit from something like this.
100%. We want to, with this program, help to destigmatize addiction and mental illness. We also want to normalize men expressing their thoughts and feelings and make it that much easier to maybe getting on the path to the help and support that they might need. For example, men account for 75% of suicides in Canada, which is a stark number. Also, 3 times more likely to experience addiction and substance abuse compared to Canadian women. So it's something that we're going to work on one bit at a time. And just getting together, it's good to listen and be heard. It's validating. It's reassuring. I personally think quality conversations make everyone's lives better in the short term and long term. And it's reassuring to have someone say something like, I've been there, or I understand what you're going through. And so I think it's needed, important, and I think this will be very helpful.
Once again, it's men's group. Let's talk about mental health. The very first meeting here in town at the 612 Portage Avenue location for Canadian Mental Health Association's Fort Francis branch is taking place this Friday at 9:30 in the morning. We have Levi Morris on the phone from CMHA locally.
I like the idea of being willing, the idea to come and check it out. If there's any reluctance or ambivalence, you're not sure, come on down, check it out. It might not be for you, but I think it's worth a try, and you might end up enjoying it.
Absolutely. I think a lot of men from our area, as I said before, could benefit from this. Levi, thank you so much for your time. Thank you for your continued work, you and everyone at CMHA Fort Francis, for what you do in our community. Again, you're making it a better place, and you're providing opportunity for people to open up and hopefully have a better quality of life.
Thank you, Jonathan. I appreciate that. Thank you for having me. We're all in this together.